Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Of course, Tom is not here on Thursday this week because that's the Thanksgiving holiday. But I think he's got sort of a Thanksgiving or maybe a spirit of the season kind of an ETF of the week for us to be able to bring you today. So we'll count our blessings, because that's what we're supposed to do at this time of year, and be very pleased that we, as always, every week, get to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
And happy holidays to you and your staff at ETF Trends.
Same to you and your crew.
Now, of course, I didn't give you the full introduction because I was so busy talking about the holidays, but it's ETFTrends.com for more information. On Twitter, at ETF Trends, and as long as you're doing that, follow Tom, too. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom, your ETF of the week is...
the Amplify Online Retail ETF, ticker symbol, iBuy.
iBuy, the Amplify Online Retail ETF. And, yeah, this is one of those cases where we could say that although we have just gotten through Thanksgiving and everything there, what we're really talking about is that it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And is this simply a holiday thing, or is this, you know what, for all that we've heard about classic retailers, we'll just give up on the classic retailers and go buy the online guys?
It's all about the long-term trends, Chuck. I think all of us enjoyed over the holidays going to the mall, maybe battling the crowds, maybe getting into the holiday spirit. However, I don't know about you, but when I look at holiday shopping, I go right to sites like Amazon and try to check off as many gifts as I can and know what I'm going to pay, when it's going to be delivered, and that's it. More and more people are doing that. With that in mind, what we're seeing is those traditional brick-and-mortar retailers, some of the big ones, you know, the Walmarts of the world, the American Eagles of the world, the Macy's of the world, they're struggling. And, you know, we saw Sears just get bought up, JCPenney's having problems. These traditional retailers are not enjoying the growth that they had in the past. In fact, they're shrinking and they're closing stores. However, at the same time, these online retailers that are embracing modern media are really doing a great job of picking up sales, and they're going to where the money is. So with that, this ETF is all about an index structured around online retailers like Overstock or Land's End or Stamps.com, Grubhub. Amazon's obviously in there. PayPal is in there as well. So these are all companies that benefit from online buying. And if you feel that that trend's going to continue, which I imagine it will continue over time, here's a way to maybe carve off a certain amount of your portfolio away from traditional retailers, because the retail component of the S&P is actually a decent size. And if you want to just get a check on how online or online retailers have done to compared to traditional retailers, look at IBUY, which is iBuy, the ETF we're talking about, compared to the largest retail ETF, which is the SPDR S&P Retail ETF, ticker symbol XRT, and you can see just what I'm talking about. XRT is down about 9% year to date, where online retailers are up 20 to 30%.
So we're tilting our portfolio to get this exposure because it's the holiday season and we think it's a trendy play, or is this a case of, no, we want to get away from the traditional retailers? This is a way to do it at a time when the economy still keeps going well so that there's reason to believe retail and consumer discretionary will continue to do okay.
Yeah, well, for the average investor who might be listening, they might say, gee, I've done exactly what you said, Tom, and I compared the two ETFs, and I'm with you. I think more online shopping is going to continue to increase. However, I can't go into my portfolio and all those mutual funds and all those ETFs and pick out those big box retailers. So what I would suggest is go in and maybe anything that's allocated to the S&P 500, maybe decrease your total allocation by 5%, buy this ETF, and yes, you can follow it on a 200-day average as far as trends, for sure. However, if you're a buy-and-hold investor, do you feel over the next 5 to 10 years that online retail sales are going to increase versus the big box retailers? I would say so. I don't think that's a bad bet, especially when you look at the underlying components of traditional big box retail ETFs like XRT versus iBuy that we're talking about.
And is this a case where it's a 200-day moving average play?
I think for some it may be. If you're looking to follow trends in internet buying, absolutely. If we do see a correction in the market and you're feeling like the market's a little bit long in the tooth, at that point in time when it goes below, surely sell it. On the other hand, there are a lot of investors who, regarding whether it's a bull market or a bear market or a flat market, maintain certain positions. Again, this is one of those ETFs that I think if you hold it over the next 5 to 10 years, you'll be happy.
It's the iBuy, the Amplify Online Retail ETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. And yeah, it's an interesting play at any time, but particularly at this time of the year. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody, is editor at ETFtrends.com. He is the head of Global Trends Asset Management. You can get more information at ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and at Tom Lydon. Okay, this was a great way to start the Wednesday, November the 22nd edition of Money Life. But a great start, well, it requires a lot more, and we will have it. Coming up next, Jeffrey Hirsch will be here from the Stock Traders Almanac, and later, Chuck Carlson from the Drip Investor. So stay tuned, we're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in a moment.